Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up,
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Welcome to the catch up. We did it, Josiah.
Made it to Friday. It's been a big week, hasn't it? But we're here.
Not only that, but we made it through what was the longest show we've ever done.
Why is that, Ellie?
I don't know, because like, we were well prepared for it. We were feeling good. Like, I'm in my Friday mood. It should have been good. I mean, it's not that it was a bad show. It was just the longest.
You guys be the judge. Tell us if it felt long when you listened to this podcast.
Like, I don't remember a time before we started it.
Really?
Like, what did I do at 4 o'clock this morning? I don't know.
You listened to Taylor Swift's album.
Yeah.
You told me that while you were getting dressed.
Yeah, I did. Thank
you. Picture that, you tying your shoelaces while listening to Taylor Swift.
It was actually while I was doing my makeup.
Ah, you do your makeup before you come in?
No, this is natural.
Really? Just for me? You don't see anyone else. So you do your makeup every morning for me?
No, I don't.
You know, I should say thank you. So thank you. You don't need makeup, though. You're beautiful without it.
Stop it. Remember when I did the makeup for a week? Mm-hmm. Oh, God, that was hard.
You look good.
Stop hitting on me.
I'm not.
Seriously, I've got a boyfriend.
Girls look better without makeup. I've said that on record. Done. Trust me, you all look better without.
What about if I've got a massive boil on my face?
Except for you, who has a massive boil on your face.
A massive Susan on my face.
Yeah. Susan Boyle.
It's a blaster in
Actually,
the heart.
You know what? She needs makeup. I shouldn't say
Josiah,
that.
Josiah, you shouldn't say that. You're going to edit it out of the podcast, aren't you?
No, I'll leave that in because you should.
So everyone can see your true colours, how much of a real pig you are. All right. Well, this show's been long enough. We won't keep you any longer. Enjoy the catch up.
This is... Are we ready?
The catch up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
At the moment, 13, 12, 16. Give me a call right now. If you are an advocate for meditation, if you love it, if you swear by it, if you use it every day, I want to hear from you because, Josiah, I'm a new woman.
Don't tell me you started it. Don't tell me you tried it. Because there's one thing about you, Ellie, and that is that you are the opposite to meditating. Many people you see and you're like, yeah, I get it. I can see why you do that. You, definitely not.
Hey, I can, you know, a leopard can change her spots. Well, you know, I'm a big napper, right? I love a nap in the afternoon. And I'm just, in this job, you're constantly sleep deprived. You know, like there's a bit of a fog, a little haze that lives around your life when you're sleep deprived.
I feel sorry for you.
It's really tough. You know, you get up early and then you can't, your brain doesn't switch off because you're constantly looking for content and everything that happens to you. Like, oh, can I talk about that on the radio? So I'm trying to come up with a way to try and get, make that fog disappear.
Just have more sleep.
Well, I would try. I would like that, but I don't have the time. Okay. So yesterday I was like, I'm going to give this a crack. I'm going to try meditation. So I got home from work and instead of going to have a nap, I was like, I'm going to try meditation. And so I downloaded the Calm app.
Oh, you did not.
I did. And it starts off like this with a bit of nice soothing waves. And so I lay on my bed on my back and close my eyes.
Welcome to the Daily Calm. Let's begin by finding a comfortable position.
Yeah.
In a posture that feels relaxed.
So she's got a nice soothing voice.
It's an annoying accent.
Oh, I don't mind it.
Her eyes.
And so basically I'm lying there.
Soften your forehead.
Doing that, right?
Doesn't it just put you to sleep?
Well, that's the thing. It's not supposed to. You're supposed to focus on your breathing. Except the problem is I got so bored, right? My mind kept going to different places. I was like, what am I going to have for dinner? And like, when am I going to do on the radio tomorrow? Da, 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 da. And then she said something that just made me start giggling. This is what she said.
Let there be a soft smile in the corners of your lips.
So I'm lying in bed, right? And I'm trying to put a soft smile in the corner of my lips. So I've got this little, like, I can't, it's not good for radio. But imagine me attempting to do a fake smile lying in my bed.
And then makes you laugh instead.
Yes!
This is the thing with meditation. You either have it or you don't. Oh, I'm the same. I've done yoga, Pilates. They're all good. I can do like the fast ones. But when you have to sit still and they tell you to make your brain calm down.
Yeah.
I can't calm it down.
I know,
it makes it
even more stressed, right?
I've got ADD.
Did you try this though?
Let there be a soft smile in the corner.
Did you have a soft smile in the corner of your lips?
I don't. You know what you should try?
What?
You need to take up something else that'll calm you down.
What?
I'm just thinking maybe smoking or something.
You were going to say something, some illicit substance or two. No, but I don't know. I feel like I'm going to stick with it because this is an introduction to meditation course, 7 days, because I then tried it again at night to fall asleep. But I'm not going to lie. I ended up getting halfway through and just putting an episode of Friends on instead.
This is The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
I want to talk about a weird thing that surfaced overnight. And it's a story that's kind of warmed my heart this morning. You know how I have a bit of a love for old men?
Yeah. It's a bit of a weird fetish, to be honest.
It's not a fetish. It's a wholesome love.
Well, you haven't been the same since the federal election because we know that you had an obscene obsession with Scott Morrison and also the, what's the other dude?
Bill Shorten.
Bill Shorten. You thought they were hot.
I didn't think they were hot at all. I thought they were cute.
Oh, there's a big difference, Ellie. You were getting hot under the collar when you saw them on the TV.
I definitely wasn't. But move aside ScoMo, move aside Bill Shorten, because there's a new bad guy in town.
I'm the bad guy.
He's a man from New Zealand.
Hey, shout out to my Kiwi bros. I haven't done my Kiwi accent since we've been back from my little holiday.
We've all missed it.
How
do you want
to
do it quickly?
Yeah, I will. While you look for your sheet.
I found
just take
it.
The Tarago with all the boys. We'll go through the drive-thru at KFC and we'll pick up a 25-piece chicken. What's the 25-piece? Ellie, help me out.
You done? I don't know. I don't have KFC.
Shout out to
I'm
my
Macca's girl through and through.
Shout out to my roommate Morgan this morning.
Anyway, this man, he's taken cops in New Zealand on a low-speed car chase. So basically, he's on his mobility scooter and there's a cop car weaving in and out of traffic trying to stop him. These two have witnessed it.
This is hilarious. Go on, man, go. He's going for it. What is this old man up to?
What the hell?
So basically, they filmed him going down the street. He's going in and out of the footpath. The cop car's having to do three-point turns because he keeps, like, darting across the traffic.
What the hell?
And going down.
What the hell? That is a great story, though. I'm sure that they didn't have to chase him on in a police car. Surely they could have got on foot and just gone, buddy, your time's up.
Well, that's what they ended up doing. So he ended up going down this like alleyway thing. This is where we lose him. It's where the footage ends, unfortunately. But they get out of his car. And literally, I don't know why they didn't do that to begin with. It would have been so much easier.
Well, for you, Ellie, how do you feel? Because first of all, you do love an old man like we just established. Second of all, you love a bad boy too.
Oh, Josiah. Oh, Billie Eilish got it right.
So is this your ultimate man?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, move aside, Gav.
Definitely. I'm keen. But also, any criminals out there? Like, you know, there was the high speed... They've done it wrong. Just get yourself a mobility scooter.
Yeah, and act like an old man.
Yeah, exactly. They're not going to get you by the looks of it.
And not only will the police not get you, you get Ellie's heart as well.
Well, that's the prize that everyone's looking for. Stay safe on the roads, guys.
What
mobility
the
scooter.
Hell? What's got a KFC, crazy, bro?
Yeah, bro. Oh,
what's the sheep?
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Not a bachelor. Unfortunately, took another victim last night.
Victim's another, a strong word.
Well,
she didn't die.
No, she didn't die, but she was a victim of elimination. And her name is Cass. She joins us now. Morning, Cass.
Well, good morning, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Pleasure,
that's okay.
Cass, you
sorry
are
for
alive.
Calling you a victim.
I am alive. I've just dodged the bullets barely.
Yes. What a drama-fueled episode last night's was. There's tension in the mansion. You had to go home and just was nonstop.
I know, right? I feel like it's been that way for quite a few weeks. It's been so drama-filled. It's unreal. Probably why you haven't seen much of me on there.
What's it like to have your heart torn in two live on TV, Cass?
I am mending it as we speak. I'm stitching it back together.
Thought so.
No, it was all good.
Yeah, so your heart hadn't fully fallen for Matt yet?
No, like the thing is, it takes a bit for me to fall for a guy. Mm. I'm not one to fall in love at first sight. And having, you know, about 15 minutes total talk time with him wasn't quite enough to get me over that edge to love. So,
Cass, he hasn't won me over, I should say. I'm not a big fan of this batch.
Oh, that's fair enough.
Tell me a bit about him when you did have that 15 minutes. Is he a nice guy or is he a bit boring?
Look, he was nice. From my chats with him, he was quite charismatic and warm as well. It's more as kind of, I think things are going to unfold in the next, you know, few episodes. I think that's when people will start to go, why is he keeping this person around? Like, what's the deal there? So, yeah, I mean, my encounters with him were obviously, they were all really pleasant. And so, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. Can I ask a question about Matt?
Yeah.
You know how he's been wearing those glasses in a lot of episodes. Do you reckon they're prescription glasses or do you reckon he's just wearing them?
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
let's just go with fake and make him sound worse.
My housemate and I were discussing it last night and we're like, we reckon that the producers have given them those to make him look smarter because he's a scientist.
And they wanted the whole Clark Kent vibe going on, I think. Maybe they didn't even have lenses. Who knows?
He looked like Where's Wally last night in the red jumper and the big glasses.
He did too.
Hey, Cass, if you're still a single lady since the show's wrapped up, you ever been to the Goulburn Valley? There's plenty of good men down here.
Really? Well, yeah, then I'll definitely have to come up.
Yeah.
For sure. No, I'm single. I'm dating at the moment. But, yeah, waiting for that amazing guy to come along, obviously. So maybe, yeah, maybe I'll have to come up.
Yeah. Have you had a lot of dudes sliding into your DM since?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What do they say? What's the best DM you've received?
Okay, you want to hear one of the funny ones?
Yes, right, that
was plain weird. A guy last night sent me a picture of his dog and he said, rate my dog.
Oh.
I like that.
I don't get it. Come on, guys.
I think he's just trying to start conversation. Or is he trying to be dirty? I don't know.
I don't know. You know, I've had the old just plain out marry me.
Oh, nice.
You know, I've had someone today because I posted a picture last night from the Romeo and Juliet scene. And I said, I still haven't found my Romeo. And so someone today has said, I'll be your Romeo.
What's your Instagram name, Cass? I'm going to go on there now.
Yeah, mine's Cassandra Mamone. So Cassandra.
Oh, here you are.
Yep, you got it.
All right,
Josiah's going to slide into your DMs
ready? Marry me, Juliet. Juliet, two T's or one T? What are we going for?
One T.
Done. Marry me, Juliet. Done.
If there was an award for DM slide-ins, Josiah would win it.
I've just seen it.
I feel like I should leave this interview and leave you two do it. All right, well, Cass, it's been a pleasure to watch you. I'm sure you'll be inundated now by DMs from the Goulburn Valley men.
Marry me.
And yeah, with good reason. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, guys. You have a beautiful day.
You too. Thanks, Cass.
The Bachelor is back next Wednesday on Win.
Hit Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Now, before we start, just remember, these two get paid to be on the radio. It's Josiah and Ellie's Screw Up Friday.
Yeah, you've been gone the last 2.5 weeks.
So how'd you go?
Screw Up Fridays. I still did it. I still managed to screw up enough for the both of us.
Good.
Yeah, and in fact, our last week's Screw Up Fridays got a lot of downloads on the podcast, so I'm worried that people are singling me out to laugh at me.
Well, I should apologise to you because I feel like when you first started this job, you were fine.
Yeah.
You never made mistakes.
I know, Screw Up Fridays did not exist.
The more you hang out with me, the more you have a bit of Josiah rub off on you, and now you're just as bad as I am.
I know, I'm so sorry about it. Well, we do Screw Up Fridays each week to highlight that we're just humans, guys. We're just, yeah.
We like to show that we're relatable to you guys.
Exactly. So here is the blooper reel of the week that's been the best of the worst moments, Screw Up Fridays. Be a partly day, partly cloudy day could start early around the Goulburn Valley. The GB's hit 96.9. You're waking up with Josiah and Ellie this morning, doing it for Maccas.
That's it. Just doing it for Maccas.
Doing it for Maccas. They've got something about a cheeseburger meal and
$4.
$4 for a pie as well, I think.
Good work,
Ellie. Oh, here we go. A small cheeseburger meal with your choice of pie for just $4.
Good radio team. Yeah, but not too far away. We do have the latest survivor from contest. Oh, I can't talk. Damn it. I've been doing so well.
You have been doing well.
I'm jet lagged, guys. The latest contestant from Survivor that got eliminated will be joining us next.
Carl Stefanovic, he's back. He's the host of it. And more pledges are made to make changes to their lives of people who want to change stuff.
Absolutely, Ellie. Adam, you do see these days, and this is kind of the times we're living in, many podcasts, including your own, for example, Teacher's Pet, that wasn't yours, but another podcast that led to an arrest in the end. Sorry, I can't talk.
You don't appreciate anything that I do. You're always pushing me around or pushing me away.
Oh, yeah? Well, if I treated you so bad, now why am I doing your one?
I know you.
Don't care. Well, I can't do it.
Shower 2 in Benalla 13, same for Mansfield, and showers in Wait, no, showers for Mansfield and 11. The same for Seymour, top of 13. Oh, that was so bad. Basically, it's going to be cat showery everywhere and cold and stuff. Screw Up Fridays is back. I've started putting it together. We've had some doozies.
What else? Screw Up Fridays. You said that. That's back. Headline of the week.
I'll put that in there. Josiah, you're supposed to be refreshed after your holiday. I'm supposed to just be good at this. Why?
We're just humans,
We're
Ellie.
Just humans.
Guys, if you want to check out that one or any of the other Screw Up Fridays, search Josiah and Ellie in the podcast store. You can listen to them right now.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Team USA versus the Boomers last night down at Marvel Stadium. Congrats to Team USA. They did beat us 102 points to 86. That isn't what's taking the headlines, though.
No.
Fans are blowing up over the seating arrangement at Marvel Stadium. And that's just the first of many dramas that's happened. First of all, people are paying a lot of money for these tickets to watch. Obviously, the Boomers, we've got great players coming back from the NBA now, as well as Team USA.
Yeah, as you would. It'd be an awesome game to watch.
First of all, a lot of the Team USA superstars have been pulling out one by one.
No Kobe?
Nah, I don't think so.
Does he still play?
No, he doesn't.
LeBron?
Don't ask me questions I don't know. I only know things when it
You're
comes to the news.
You're such a big basketball fan, though.
All I know is LeBron plays at LA Lakers now. That's about it. Probably should learn more about basketball.
Yeah, you probably should.
People were paying a lot of money, though, to see their famous heroes, you might say. A lot of people from the Golden Valley went down last night as well. We spoke to a girl yesterday.
Yeah.
However, people are blowing up. First of all, like I said, the players have been pulling out, so people have been wanting refunds. Then Russell Crowe. He went on a tweeting spree last night.
Oh, God. Don't give Russell Crowe a phone.
He paid $1,500 for courtside seats.
Yeah.
They were below the court in fold-out chairs.
No, come on, Marvel.
Not to mention the view for many people. People were sending photos out there of the view from their $500, $300 seats. Can barely see the game.
Oh, you'd spend the whole night looking at the big screen, which is like, may as well just watch it on TV.
Not to mention the court, obviously, is a bit smaller in the middle of Marvel Stadium.
Yeah.
There's people that are sitting up in the ground because there's 50,000 people up there. They can barely see anything.
Yeah.
People are comparing last night, I'm not joking, to the Fyre Festival.
Oh, well, that's a bit extreme because weren't Fyre Festival tickets like 15 grand and people flew to get there and stuff?
If you spent $1,500, though, for courtside basketball tickets and you couldn't even see the game, you'd be pretty upset.
Yeah, no, fair enough. But it doesn't take much to tick Russell Crowe off, really. So, you know, are we taking it on his word?
What's let you down lately? Was it the basketball? Did you go 13, 12, 16? We want to speak about this morning.
I had a letdown this week. Big old one, actually.
Was it when I came back from my holiday?
Pretty much. You got me. No, I decided I was going to attempt my first ever roast pork on Tuesday night.
And how'd you go?
I bought a leg of pork. Is that what it's called? A pork shoulder. That's right. Bought it from Coles. Looked delish. Paid like $10 for it. Took it home. Roasted it. The perfect amount. Took it out. Literally half of it was just fat.
That's why I don't eat pork anyway, because it's all disgusting.
No, the actual meat was fine, but half of it was fat. Like, I don't want $5 worth of fat, thank you very much.
How much did you pay for it, did you say?
$10.
$10?
Yeah.
$5 worth of fat?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
That is what you call a letdown. We would like to hear yours this morning, Goulburn Valley. 13, 12, 16. Have you been let down lately? Give us a call. We'll take them next. Let's go to Becca and Shep. Sorry, Becca. Have you been let down recently, my friend?
Unfortunately, guys, I let myself have one cheat meal a week, and I won't name where I go, but I've been looking forward to it all week. Got my meal within about an hour, was stuck in the loop. Food poisoning
Both ends, Becca?
Yes. Yeah, both ends.
Don't make her admit that on the radio, Josiah.
I'm painting a picture here of how sick you were because a cheeky vom's different to both ends, Beck.
It was, it wasn't pretty, we'll say that. So,
isn't it the worst when it's like a meal you've really been looking forward to? You know, like if you got it off a salad or something, you're like, all right, fair enough. But the one thing you set aside for the week to treat yourself, it's not fair.
And it's been ruined. I won't be able to go back there ever again.
Oh, that's the worst. Can I have a guess? Was it some chicken?
It was chicken.
Always. Stop undercooking it, guys. Cook it.
Oh, you poor thing, Becca. All right. Well, I hope you have a better weekend this weekend, my friend.
Thank you.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Oh, my God. Have you seen this?
Shut up.
is Josiah and Ellie's Headline of the Week.
Yeah, this is where we take a look at all the stuff that's made news this week and we pick out our favourite weird headlines because there's a lot.
There's a few going around this week as well. A couple of idiots doing the rounds as well.
Yeah, one of those idiots in particular is Donald Trump. he's made it into Headline of the Week not once but twice this morning.
Ooh.
Firstly, this headline reads, Trump has been politely told that no, you can't just buy Greenland. Now you think, what a ridiculous article that is. No, he genuinely wants to buy Greenland, the country.
I saw this earlier in the week. So what's the, to add it to America or just to add to his personal collection?
To add to America.
He wants an extra state.
It would be nice for the US. Yeah, it would be nice, but you can't do it, bro. It's a country.
From a business perspective, though, Trump is a very smart man, so maybe he's seen some sort of investment opportunities in Greenland.
Yeah, well, he probably has, but still, you can't just buy another country. Although apparently you can. Did you know that the US bought Alaska from Russia back in the 1800s?
You're kidding.
Yeah, fun fact. Huh. Here we go. Headline of the week is informative this morning.
How much can I sell Australia for?
Not as much.
Any Russian billionaires listening? Happy to sell.
I don't know if you've got the right to sell the country. I feel like a few people will be mad about it. In keeping with Trump, how about this one? A video of Trump singing Baby Shark exists, and no, you can't have those 90 seconds back. Now, I've watched these.
Please tell me you have audio.
Yeah, of course I do, mate. Let's build a wall. Okay, when I say it's Trump singing it, someone, a comedian, has gone on and made a parody of him. But do you know how much time it would take to find footage of him saying all those words?
Build a wall.
Yeah, that's probably not hard to find. Look on anywhere. But he's done this comedy by Billie Eilish. You want to hear that one?
Yes, please. Tough guy, really
rough guy, just can't get enough. I mean, too much time on your hands. Am I right?
Absolutely. He should have a job in radio.
How about this headline? In keeping with politicians, Pauline Hanson has had her Twitter account suspended for being a big D-head.
Who's written that headline?
Pedestrian TV, my fave.
She's been on fire this week, hasn't she?
She has. This article's only surfaced overnight, and basically Twitter's given her a temporary ban for saying that we should be using cattle prods against peaceful protesters. You know those electric,
I don't know where to start.
Protesting peacefully.
With Pauline, she was so lovely when you meet her, face to face. She's a lovely woman, but then she does stupid things. Depending on where you stand on the debate with Uluru, I don't know why anyone would stand on any other side, but to go and fly there just to climb it to prove a point, you're asking for trouble.
I know.
Not to mention you're going out of your way to upset people. Check yourself, Pauline.
I know, Pauline. Come on. Lift your game. Finally, my favourite headline of the week. Airport worker fired for giving... I'm going to start that again. Airport worker fired for giving traveller note reading, "You ugly."
Well, I mean, if they were, then did they deserve it? Or
I don't know. I don't know if anyone deserves a note saying "you ugly," that's for sure. There you go. Headline of the week. If you see any weird or wonderful headlines next week, feel free to send them in to us. Hit GV on Insta. Hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook.
You ugly.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9. This is sports. This is sports. It's Josiah and Ellie's Sport Talk.
Yeah, each week we like just told me off air.
Well, I've learnt this new thing, guys, and it's called phone porting. I've never heard of it, but essentially, if you misplaced your phone, for instance, Ali, you could ring your provider and go, "Look, I've lost my phone. Cancel that SIM card, but in the meantime, I've got this other phone. Can you redirect everything to that one?" So it's great if you are in a bit of trouble, but if you're a hacker, you could, and you had someone's full name and date of birth, you can essentially take over their phone, which is what happened to me. And
what?
It hasn't been good.
So why would someone do this? To access all your stuff?
Because they're evil. Yeah, it's essentially because once I was watching this unfold, because I missed a few calls from a dodgy number, and I'm like, well, I'm not answering that. But then I started getting these emails saying, "Oh, we've received your request to change your password. We're going to deactivate your SIM." Next minute, SIM card deactivated. And so I've tried to jump onto my laptop to fire up Gmail, and my Gmail password's been changed. So hackers have been able to just tell Gmail, "Oh, I forgot my password, send me a new one." And from there, I only joined ComSec 2 weeks ago and bought some shares. So that's like the first thing sitting in my inbox. So they're able to just try and sell off my shares.
Did they end up finding your nudes or anything like that?
Unfortunately, they're not that impressive, so I didn't bother saving them this time.
Nathan, you a Chinese spy or something, mate? What do they want with your phone?
I don't know why they want me. I'm not that impressive at all.
Oh, you're pretty famous, I guess.
Does it have to be someone who kind of knows you, though, if they've got those details about you?
Well, I think what's happened is I ordered a new debit card from a bank that never came, so they've declared it mail fraud, or I don't think someone's, like, sitting out the front of my letterbox waiting to pinch it. I think it's gotten misplaced or stolen somewhere along the line, but from there, that's given them enough info to go after me. So
Forget footy tips, mate. This is the best story we've heard all morning.
Maybe it's a super fan who watches you every night on Channel 9 News Border North East and wants to... You know, see those nudes.
A bit crazy, but they really don't, I swear.
Most of the games this weekend, Nathan, we are talking AFL. My tips are pretty okay. The only two games I'm struggling with is the Richmond at home to the Lions. What a game that's going to be.
Oh, that'll be a cracker.
Do you think Brisbane will win? Because they're not favourites.
I really think the Tigers will win, just because it's at the G. If the Hawks don't make it, which I don't think they will, I think the Doggies will slip into eighth. I'll be getting around Luke Hodge and his Lions. But yeah, I think the Tigers are flying. I called it earlier, guys. I called this about 2 months ago. I reckon
the Tigers
hitting their straps. So yeah, watch out Lions, I reckon.
So you reckon the Hawks don't have a chance against my boys, the Eagles, over in the West?
Well, we played good against your boys, Ali. Thank you very much. Got the job done. Oh, no, we didn't actually. We were winning all day and then lost in the last 30 seconds.
That's right.
That's great. Just remember that.
What about the other game I'm struggling with, Nate, is the Western Bulldogs at home to the Adelaide Crows.
I think the Doggies will be right. I think the Crows have got nothing to play for. It's in wet and cold Ballarat. I think the Doggies will get up. Sneak into that last spot. And then I think they're going to trouble some sides in the finals.
Yeah, I know. They're in great form. They're steaming home for finals. Finally, at the moment, Brisbane on top of the ladder. You reckon they'll hang on to that? Even if they lose this weekend, they technically could. Oh, Geelong's percentage is pretty big, though.
Yeah, I think the Cats might beat the Cats. I think Richmond will beat the Lions, and then I think the Cats will get the job done over Carlton and maybe pinch that minor premiership. But... I think if the Lions can still finish top two and get a home final, I reckon they could go all the way.
I hope they do. If the Eagles can't, my money's on the Lions. All right. Well, Nath Curry, you go keep your phone close to you, all right? Don't go giving out your numbers to random girls.
Stop taking photos of nudes as well, mate.
Yes.
No one get ported. No one ports.
Yeah. Thank you for the community service announcement.
Good on you, mate.
Thanks for joining us. You can catch Nath on Channel 9 News Border North East tonight from 6.
Hit Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Let's talk about the GV with Channel 9's Lexi. Let's talk about the GV with Channel 9's Lexi. Let's talk it out.
Lexi Dunawick from Channel 9 News. Morning.
Morning, legends. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday indeed. Where do we start with you? There's so many stories we want to cover off with you.
We had Benalla early in the week, the police chase. Yesterday afternoon, Shepparton Golf Course. What happened?
I know. Well, I can tell you, police were still there at 5:30, I would say, after being called to the golf course at just after 1:30.
Yeah.
A woman's been arrested after firearms and drug paraphernalia were found in her car.
This is scary. It
is really scary. So she's still being questioned by police as we speak. No charges laid, but they are still looking for the driver of this Ford Fiesta. So
a couple of people I know that live up that end, they said they heard something that sounded like a gunshot. And why did the car end up on the course?
Well, it crashed. So I'm just putting two and two together. But I think maybe that gunshot sound may have been, you know, the car crashing. We don't know these details yet. It's still very early days because the woman's being, you know, questioned by
She was
police.
On her own?
No. Of the golf course or like off a road?
When I went to the scene, the police cars were there. I didn't see the silver car, but from what the police have said in their, you know, police release.
She was in the car. They arrested her. What happened to the driver?
Well, obviously fled because he's still on the run.
Oh, they haven't caught him at all?
No. So the woman's been arrested. The driver's still on the run.
What a bizarre story.
I know.
And scary. Because that's near our house, Lexi.
I know, 5 minutes away, mate.
He's probably hiding in your roof.
I know, watch out. Better check the garage.
Tonight.
Have you checked the backyard?
I could check the garage at 4 o'clock when I left this morning and there was no one.
He was under your bed, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah, don't.
Yeah.
Don't. In the attic. Not that we have an attic.
No.
But so that was a, you know, a bit of a late breaker yesterday afternoon. But it's been a real mix, as you said, Benalla. And we also had the huge announcement with the medicinal cannabis facility approved and ready to open its doors in 2020, according to the CEO.
Well, that's the legal marijuana, cannabis, I should say.
That's it.
What about the illegal stuff? I just spoke about it before the song. They just found 700 plants around Shep yesterday.
There you go. Well, someone's gotten in early. No, I'm just kidding. it's one of those things, I guess, the medicinal cannabis. They're very kind of tight-lipped at the moment on the location, and obviously for crime and security reasons, that's why, keep it on the DL.
But yeah.
$160 million, more than 400 jobs for Shep.
It's great for the local economy, isn't it?
Great for the local economy.
Lexi, we spoke to the CEO of Cannatrek this morning, Tommy Huppert.
Tommy.
Great chat. He told us a lot about the upcoming plant. But Josiah tried to crack a joke. Do you want to hear how it went down?
Hit me.
Listen to the awkward silence.
Okay.
The most awkward moment I think we've ever had on this show.
Tommy, you know there'll be a queue all the way down Wyndham Street here in Shepparton for a job at your medicinal cannabis facility.
Yeah, it's going to be a popular place.
Oh!
No, we're very excited to integrate with Shepparton community.
Mate. You'd think, being the CEO, he would get hit with those kind of jokes all the time. Oh. Know your audience.
Come on, mate.
So well, funny.
I know, just some lols. Oh, well, Tommy. That's all right.
There you go. All right. Well, Lexi, we can catch you on the news. 9 o'clock. Right. No, not 9 o'clock. Channel 9.
Late
6
night
o'clock.
Special. Yeah. No, 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
The Naked News, 9 o'clock.
Oh,
did you ever watch that? It was on the Comedy Channel.
I was a bit young.
Okay.
I had shut my eyes.
All right, Lexi Junewick, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, legends.
Are we ready?
The catch-up with Josiah and Ellie.
Big news announced this week that the Greater Shep City Council have signed off on the $160 million medicinal cannabis facility that's due to be built here in Shep. So we thought we'd get a little bit more information about it from the CEO of Cannatrek, which is the company in charge, Tommy Huppert. He joins us now. Morning, Tommy.
Good morning. How's everyone?
Yeah, well,
really good,
you.
Tommy. Now, for us as a local community, this is huge because how many jobs are you going to create locally here?
So it's quite a significant facility, and we're looking at around 400 jobs. It could be more.
Wow, that's huge. Everything from what, like security to producing to what exactly are the jobs you're going to be looking for?
Firstly, we have the cultivation site, and obviously there's work outside the site, whether it's admin or other utilities that are required and maintenance, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So very large skill set is required for the project.
Tommy, you know there'll be a queue all the way down Wyndham Street here in Shepparton for a job at your medicinal cannabis facility.
Why have you chosen Shepparton above all other places in Australia? Why here?
So there's a lot of tick boxes that we were looking for. I think the main attraction for the area is the long hours of sunlight, which is land in Shepparton. There's water throughout the channel system. And the most important is the passion of people with significant skills in agriculture in the area.
Where exactly do you think you're going to be building the site? Do we know yet?
Under the Narcotic Drugs Amendment Act, the location of the site is strictly confidential. So unfortunately, that's a question we won't be able to answer.
No, that's all right. What about, I wish, oh, I'm just.
Very cryptic.
I know, I was going to say, I'm sure we'll be able to figure out something that big once it's being built.
Yeah.
And word will get around quickly, but we'll watch this space. When are you hoping to have it completely finished by, Tommy?
We're looking to be in production at phase one at the end of 2020, so towards the second half.
Oh, how good.
Good news. Now, for people that don't know a lot about this, it does have a lot of negative connotations when you mention marijuana and cannabis. But what you guys do and what you do, for the people that don't know, they obviously haven't done enough research. This isn't the sort of cannabis that gets you high. This is purely, they take away the high element to it, and this is just cannabis that fixes people for medical reasons. Is that right, Tommy?
A bit of both. So I think we have to really look at how the cannabis plant is integrated in pharmacopoeia. So physicians and pharmacists have been prescribing the cannabis to patients for centuries worldwide to alleviate a range of illnesses. So this is kind of an old industry, but it's new for us in our generation after over 70 years of prohibition.
So what's the current law in Victoria? You can buy it if it's prescribed by a doctor?
So in 2016, in October, when the legislation passed, it allowed doctors and prescribers to make that choice for their patients.
So you can just get it from a chemist?
Yeah, you take your script to a pharmacy, and a pharmacy then will contact the wholesalers, and the product will arrive at the pharmacy for dispensing.
Wow. Amazing. This is amazing.
Yeah, well, we're definitely looking forward to those jobs coming to Shepparton, and yeah, hopefully a boost in, you know, the local economy and whatnot.
Hey, if anything, it'll create jobs and it'll make people a lot happier, won't it, Tommy?
If it can help people have a better quality of life, then we've definitely succeeded.
Absolutely. Big time.
All righty. Well, Tommy Huppert, the CEO of Canatrek, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Pleasure. Thank you both for your time.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.